Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Film Buds podcast. This is our 54th bonus show, and my name is Henry. This time around, I'm going to be talking about the films of director Scott Cooper. So starting with Crazy Heart, Out of the Furnace, Black Mass, Hostels, Antlers, and The Pale Blue Eye. First of all, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for downloading, donating, subscribing, however it is you got this show. Please, we hope you'll stick around. Check out our other bonus shows. Check out the regular feed if you haven't already, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please make sure to stay tuned with us and follow us on Letterboxd, me and my wife, if you haven't already. And thank you to all those who have. Yeah, just thanks for being here more than anything. So Scott Cooper, he's not a favorite director of mine. There's something interesting about him. I think it's the stories he chooses to tell are always like kind of unexpected. Like, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. Like, that's different. That sounds like a refreshing kind of story. Usually it's a great cast and many other elements. But for some reason, most of the time, not all the time, because I think he does has some pretty solid movies. He just, something about his movies, there's something missing oftentimes. It either just doesn't come together the way it should. It's too overly brooding an atmosphere with not much payoff, not much insight, kind of at times drama for the sake of drama, to put it in that way. If there's just, he's interesting, like I'll watch whatever he does, even if I end up giving, like some of these movies are, I would not give a pass to, I think are not very good movies, while others are. At this point, I'm going to watch whatever he does because I think there's always a chance for greatness. I think it's like there's something there. You know, he has an interesting eye. He has an interesting eye for what stories he chooses to tell, but he oftentimes just is missing something. And I don't know what that is exactly, but I think no matter what, he is a pretty interesting director, at times refreshing, different, you know, unexpected. And I like that about him, which is that he doesn't always, at times I find it frustrating. It's like, man, you're so close to doing something great, but you just miss it somehow. But no matter what, I still think he has some pretty good movies under his belt. And I'm very excited to talk about all of them. He's a pretty, you know, pretty prolific filmmaker. He's only been working since around 2009, and he's made, you know, 6 movies since. And I think he has many more planned. So I am looking forward, no matter what, to what he does next. We do have 6 movies to talk about. So let's get into it.